A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Firstly, sorry for the late upload, but being a one-man band, what can I say but Father's Day got in the way. On that note, two of my kids, Noah and Ella, live in Toronto, and I'll be in Canada visiting next week, so there may be another disruption in the schedule. A quick shout out for the site and Facebook. The site is howjamaicaconqueredtheworld.com, and on Facebook we are facebook.com/howjamaica. There is a little debate brewing on Facebook about Colin Powell and whether Jamaicans should be proud of the achievements of the ex-Secretary of State. Many people will not be aware that the former four-star general is a Jamaican-American, so head over to facebook.com/howjamaica to join into that debate and also to see what new pages and content we've added to the website.
How Jamaica Conquered the World is officially endorsed by Jamaica 50.
This is the story of how one small island conquered the world.
Jamaican patois.
And a fair start. Asafa Powell. Usain Bolt is also out well. Here they come down the track. Usain Bolt!
It's a story of music, sport, and style. How its rhythms, athletes, and language went global.
Pull up, pull up!
This is how Jamaica conquered the world.
Set it! Set it!
Hi, I'm Jazzy B, the original funky dread of Soul to Soul.
My name is Winston Reedy. You can put me down as a lover's rock singer.
My name's Carol Thompson, singer, songwriter, musician, and I live in London in the United Kingdom.
Hi, my name is Errol Murray. I'm a camera mentor for the BBC, and I live in Leeds, West Yorkshire, in Great Britain.
My name is Martina Clark. I am currently in Belgium, but I live in Brooklyn, New York. And at the moment, I'm working as a freelance writer and a singer in a rocksteady lovers rock band.
My name is Michael Riley, spelled M-Y-K-A-E-L-L.
My name is Sandra Croft. I'm a British reggae singer, and I'm also based in London, England.
Lovers rock is something that is very synonymous with British music.
In most cases, it was female dominated. So I was going to say, it didn't carry a lot of male voices initially. It was female voices and very young female voices.
Well, lovers rock, basically, it's a sweet reggae.
It's very similar to the rocksteady, but it has, slightly more of a kick.
It was the sound of where first generation Jamaicans met second generation Jamaicans in a studio.
Well, I come from a family that was grounded in the church.
So I spend a lot of time at church and singing religious and Pentecostal gospel music.
That was the first place I heard music and I learned about harmonies and singing in keys. Singing was just something that I could do naturally. It wasn't really part of my plan. You know, when you go to school and they say, what do you want to be when you grow up? The first thing that used to come to my mind was, oh, what my parents would have advised me to be. So that would be like a nurse, a lawyer.
Growing up, Jamaica was always around. Jamaica was always about whatever we were doing. Life centred basically around, not so much the TV, but life centred growing up around the Gram, the music player that we had in our house.
Always enjoyed music, enjoyed studying as well, and which is very important in our house.
1979, I entered a talent contest, myself and a friend of mine at school, with a song that I wrote. I wrote a song called I Adore You, and we actually won it. And the prize was to record the song in a local recording studio. So we teamed up with a record label called Studio 16, and it went to number one.
I released my first record in 1980. Well, my first opportunity into the studio was with a Jamaican producer called Leonard Chin. He's come to England to record female artists, and he wanted to do love songs. He wanted to sort of get away from the roots and culture.
Everything to do with Lover's Rock was connected with love. Us young girls, we were just falling in love, so it sort of came at the right time.
It was sufficiently commercial to be played on radio.
First time I heard my voice on the radio, it was quite a surreal experience because I kept thinking it sounds like somebody that I know, but I couldn't quite connect at the time because he hadn't told me that he was going to put it on a dub plate or even press it and put it out then. I was very naive.
As I got older, we'd start going out, we'd start going to parties first, because we couldn't get into clubs, we were too young. So this is sort of 16, 17 years old. The music that we'd hear in the parties was basically Lover's Rock. Yes, there was a look. They'd be wearing ballet shoes, crocodile skin, Farah trousers, Gabici knitted Italian shirt, and gold. Gold teeth, gold everywhere. You're looking sharp, you're looking as if you could afford to do whatever you wanted to do. And you probably got to the dance on the bus.
As guys would go, we'd wait for that moment when the lovers come on, and then you look around the room or position yourself. You position yourself in a certain manner. There was a struggle for that positioning so that you had a chance. There's a female within arm's length, because you're not going to walk across a room to get disappointed. That's just shame. Even in a dance situation, Lovers Rock had its moment within the evening where you'd place it. And it was used for connecting with the opposite sex.
The general protocol was sometimes just a little gentle tap on the arm.
How people are dancing to this music, because it was such a slow dance that people would do. It took a while to work out how to do it, but we mastered it, we had to. The dance itself, my gosh, it was very sexual. It was a wind and grind activity. It's a real wallpaper scrub if you're in someone's house. You're basically doing like a 360 degrees sort of figure of eight motion with your hips. You could hardly see a ripple, and you're in such a tight clinch with your dancing partner. Above the water, nothing's happening. But below the water, well, easy now.
The one thing you could do with the red light in the corner is become cheek to cheek with somebody that you might really like. Music is so much about its memories and all the great times that one had. And how else better to do that being cheek to cheek in a dance with somebody that you really like?
First big song for me really in the Lovers Rock is a song called Daughters of Zion. I said to myself, maybe this is the music for me.
Dim the Light I wrote in 1971. I did a version with the Cimarrons. But in the 80s, 83, I did another version which was produced by the great Jackie Mitu. After the light, you never stop playing, people never stop talk about it. I used to tour all over the country, you know, most clubs and venues, including Wembley Stadium. I've done a lot of things, you know.
I didn't have that much control, me being so young and naive. I let a lot of things slip through my fingers in terms of business.
You know, the young ones, like they're 15, 16 and 17, and the majority of them never made a penny.
Who named it Lovers Rock? Is it called Lovers Rock? To me, it's just reggae. Reggae coming from England. So my mission is to push female reggae outside of England.
One of our greatest exports in the reggae diaspora for us British, whether Jamaican or any other island, is our music. Our reggae music is what Lovers Rock is.
I just feel like it's music that makes you feel good. At this point in my life, I don't want to do anything that doesn't make me feel good, and this music absolutely goes to the core of my soul and makes me smile every time I sing it, every time I hear it, and every time I feel the vibration of it playing. It's wonderful. It's good for you. It's good for your health.
Lovers Rock is great British music.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.